Bug Splat, a poem in 9 tablets and 2 fragments. Tablet 1, prologue. This was the man to whom all things were known, secret things. Tablet 2, the coming. 1. None could withstand his arms, sons taken from fathers, wives from husbands. 2. His body was rough with matted hair and voice like sandpaper. He knew nothing of civilization, rubbing his crotch, come to destroy. Tablet 3, the dream. One human of heroic stature, whether or not there was ever such a man. Tablet 4, the journey. Because of the evil in the land, there must be fighting before the valuable commodities can be shipped away. Flak jacket, runway, to secure the perimeter. Tablet 5. Shot and killed by an Israeli tank, the army destroys wells, rubble where homes once stood, takes control of what remains of the best agricultural land, curses all the educators, breaks all the taboos. Tablet 6. We don't have food, we don't have safety or enough water. Our women cannot walk alone, no one goes out after dark. Tablet 7. The search. More gaps are being filled each year, restoring to the world a lost record of business transactions, conquered by their Semite neighbours, no attempt at integration, as usual incomplete, left for dead, no use looking. Tablet 8, the flood. The catastrophe in the valleys of the great rivers, shocked and awed by the results of their own actions, Ishtar fingers her necklace, will not forget these days. Fragment 1, the return. Searching for the wind, a dead man walking. Fragment 2. Ishtar the beautiful, of sorrows, of battles. Tablet 9. The death. For Bush, who is fate. For Blair, who is keeper of the gate. For Straw, the serpent. For Enki and Ninki. For Enmul and Ninmul. 9 tablets, 2 fragments. And an epilogue from Judith Kipper at the US Council on Foreign Relations. Quote, Iraq is now a global threat. It wasn't before, but it is now.